delivered our victims on January 14th. Pickled frogs have a way of disappearing from the storage closet, so today Ms. Keene armed us with knives and told us not to gag. David Petrakis, my lab partner, is thrilled. Anatomy at last. There are lists to memorize. The hopping bones connected to the jumping bone, the ribbit bones connected to the fly-catching bone. He seriously talks about wearing one of those doctor masks over his face while we operate. He thinks it would be good practice. The room does not smell like apple. It smells like frog juice, a cross between a nursing home and potato salad. The back row pays attention. Cutting dead frogs is cool. Our frog lies on her back, waiting for a prince to come and princessify her with a smooch. I stand over her with my knife. Ms. Keene's voice fades to a mosquito whine. My throat closes off. It is hard to breathe. I put out my hand to steady myself against the table. David pins her froggy hands to the dissection tray. He spreads her froggy legs and pins her froggy feet. I have to slice open her belly. She doesn't say a word. She is already dead. A scream starts in my gut. I can feel the cut, smell the dirt, leaves in my hair. I don't remember passing out. David says I hit my head on the edge of the table on my way down. The nurse calls my mom because I need stitches. The doctor stares into the back of my eyes with a bright light. Can she read the thoughts hidden there? If she can, what will she do? Call the cops? Send me to the nut house? Do I want her to? I just want to sleep.